Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, The Word Sanctifies Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I have just read from the King James Version. As Philip meditated on God's word that evening, he reflected on how easily we can become influenced by the environments we allow ourselves to engage in. He realized that while he could not entirely avoid situations where ungodly conversations might arise, he could always rely on the word to cleanse and recalibrate his heart. This experience reminded him of Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Philip understood that the more he stored God's word in his heart, the more equipped he would be to guard against spiritual contamination and maintain his walk of righteousness. Over time, Philip developed a habit of intentional preparation before attending such gatherings. He would spend time in prayer, asking God for strength to shine as a light and for wisdom to redirect conversations towards wholesome topics. He also began sharing his testimony boldly, which surprised many of his old friends and led some to inquire about his faith. Through this, Philip learned a profound truth. The word not only cleanses but also empowers. It equips believers to stand firm in challenging environments and to be agents of transformation. Practical steps to stay spiritually clean. 1. Daily immersion in the Word. Make it a priority to study and meditate on Scripture each day. The Word of God is the believer's primary tool for cleansing and renewal. 2. Guard your heart. Be mindful of the conversations and environments you allow yourself to engage in. Proverbs 4:23 reminds us to guard our hearts with all diligence. 3. Be a light. Ask God for boldness to influence others positively, sharing His truth with love and wisdom. Go into today reminding yourself that while you live in this world, you are not of it. John 17. By abiding in God's word and staying connected to Him through prayer, you can walk in continual sanctification and be a vessel of honor for His glory. Lord, help me to shine as a light in every environment. Cleanse me through your word and empower me to live a life that draws others to you. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 1 Peter chapters 4 to 5.
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because those who have suffered in their bodies are done with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what the pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless while living, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If you speak, you should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If you serve, you should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. for the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed. But praise God that you bear that name, for it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your fellow believers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to all of you who are in Christ.
The end of the book of 1 Peter.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.